Our sustaining member question is not workplace appropriate. Hello, Lizzie and Dan. I have been a longtime listener and slowly each week have been catching up on the show during my commute. The show always puts my day off to a positive start and encourages me to serve my sometimes difficult patients with a gracious attitude. My question is about a coworker. I work with one individual very closely. Our desks are only 2 feet apart. During the last 2 years at my job, this coworker has always felt the need to share very intimate details of her personal life, i.e. who she's romantically involved with. This coworker loves to ask for advice from every individual at work, but usually doesn't take it. Sometimes she has put herself at physical risk, and we're all very concerned about her well-being. All of her relationships have been from online dating, lasting maybe a month or three, and then she will spend months mourning the relationship, thus often affecting her work productivity. There have been weeks where I feel I'm walking on eggshells as I carry both our workload weight. My question is, would it be rude for me to no longer take part in the conversations? I'm afraid to speak with HR about picking up her workload and the inappropriate conversations, as we do work in such close quarters. Any suggestions or sample script on how to no longer be a part of her emotional roller coaster would be great. Thank you so much. Kindest regards, concerned coworker.
Oh, concerned coworker. This is a tough one. And
this is classic, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. And we've all been the other person in this, well, maybe not all of us, but many
one
of us
or
have.
Both. You've probably played one or the other role.
Absolutely.
Where you cross into maybe like a little not so appropriate workplace conversation. Well, you're close to somebody at work and you kind of talk about something and maybe you're not, you wonder if it's appropriate for them to be listening to this and if they're actually wanting to listen to this. And on the other hand, hearing somebody talk about their personal life can be fun and juicy and you can kind of help them out. But also, if you're noticing patterns and they're not actually working through them, it can also be frustrating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's tough too, because we're crossing into territory here where when someone's choosing to bring up their dating life, they're opening up a personal conversation. And I worry about if you're commenting on their dating life, if you're then entering into any kind of potential harassment territory at all. And I do just want to keep that open, that like there is potential for those lines to get murky and cross. And I would be very, very careful about them. You may not realize it when you start talking about that date that you're excited about for, you know, Friday night or something like that, but you're actually, you're forcing a conversation about your personal life on someone else. And it's really important before you start talking about your personal life to kind of invite that conversation or ask to have that conversation. Like, you know, hey, do you want to take a break for a minute? I'm dying to gush about this date I have Friday night. It gives the other person the chance to say, you know, I actually really have to focus on some work right now, or now is probably not a good time for that conversation, rather than just jumping right into it and then forcing them into the conversation or putting them in the awkward position of having to really stop you and say, I don't want to talk about that. Now, that's the heavy, like more serious side of it. I think that the real issue that concerned coworker is dealing with here is, does he or she confront this person or do they not? And when you decide to make a change at work that's a change in your behavior and how you participate with your coworkers, some people will be very vocal about their intentions behind it, and other people will simply change the behavior. And I don't know about you, Pooj, but I don't necessarily think one or the other is bad. I think you just want to maintain friendly politeness throughout it. Like,
yeah, they're your coworkers, so you want – and I think the concerned coworker, this person is really – their concern is in the right place. They work very closely with their coworker and they want to keep things friendly. So you could talk to them and say, you know, I don't really feel comfortable talking about your personal life. I actually really want to focus in on doing my work. If you're okay with that, I would love for you to not take that personally and just give me a little space to really kind of dive into work right now.
some folks don't feel confident saying that directly to someone, like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't want you to talk about your personal life anymore. It's like it feels too direct, or they feel like they won't be able to deliver it well. And one of the other strategies that you can use is letting people know that you are changing your habits rather than that you'd like to avoid one of their habits. Mm-hmm. So you can say it like, the next time your coworker wants to start talking about that date that's upcoming Friday night, or who swiped left and who swiped right. That's when you can say something like, you know, I wanted to let you know I'm actually trying to refocus at work. So I hope you don't take it personally, but I'm going to not engage in conversations about personal life. I'm kind of changing my MO for how I focus and get my stuff done throughout the day. It lets someone know that your behaviors are changing and that that's something you're working on for a particular goal or outcome, as opposed to putting it all on getting away from their one particular conversation.
Mm-hmm. So it's universal. I'm focusing on working and I'm not chit-chatting with anybody else, yeah. really, at work.
And then you have to not be chit-chatting with anyone
true,
else about their
true.
Love life.
So yes.
That's the one like catch with that one. I tend to think that the confrontational route is a little bit more honest and letting someone know, I've noticed that this has become a distraction for me, so I'm going to refocus my efforts here when it comes to this conversation between us. I think that's a little bit more, like we were saying, direct and focused. And I liked your idea of saying to the person, don't take it personally. It's just I need to do this for me here at work.
Right. So concerned coworker, go ahead and take care of yourself in this situation. You do want to respect the fact that you do have to get your work done. And this coworker of yours is taking up a lot of your time and you're doing their work. Be kind and be generous in spirit and talk to HR if you'd like, or maybe just talk to them directly. Change your own work habits and good luck.